Thank you guys for listening to these ads. I got just a few more to go, and then we will get into this episode, I promise. So first, let me tell you about the Grow Guru. If you've ever wanted to grow your own medical cannabis and you're just not sure where to begin, hit up my boy Kalei, and he can be your guide on your journey from seed to cultivation and set you up for success. Another added bonus is you can get away from those overpriced dispensaries and those shady black market deals that never really felt comfortable to begin with, right? If you want to check him out, you can check out our second sponsor, which is Oahu Garden Supply. They got everything from locally produced nutrients to locally produced soil and everything in between. They are located at 94-150 Leoleo Street in beautiful Waipahu, Hawaii. Go stop by and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. Next, we got my good homie Bong of Pakalolo Seed Molokai. Once you've gotten everything you need to know from the guru, you can hit up Pakalolo Seed Molokai to expand your genetics. If you want to try a variety of different strains, you can find their seeds on the Attitude Seed Bank or PureSativa.com. And last but not least, we got my longtime homie and good friend Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, over at Retro Hawaii, picking up and finding all the obscure and vintage styles from Hawaii. So if you're into that kind of shit, go check him out on Instagram, and I guarantee you he's got something you like. You know, he's been posting a bunch of throwback University of Hawaii Rainbows gear, which is hard to find now because nobody wanted to be known as the Rainbows. But anyway, fucking thank you very much to our sponsors. Please do go check them out and let them know Voices from the Planet sent you. All right, that's it for now. Here comes the episode. Love you guys. Peace. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Voices from the Planet. I'm your host, Eric. Thank you for joining me for another episode. It's been a while. I missed last week's episode, or last week's episode, now that these are every other week. Took some time off to try to get my personal life in order, so I took a break for a day. But yeah, we're back. I hope you guys are enjoying life. Let's see what we got to go over here. All right, let's see. What does my notes say? All right, well, fuck. Let's see. What should I start with? I got a bunch of shit happening the last week or so. Has been pretty nuts as far as, like I said, getting my life in order. I started therapy again for the third time now. Just the first two times never really worked or felt like it was even going to work. And with this new therapist, even though it's only been one session, it's almost as if I've discovered that my paranoia about people thinking they're out to get me had led to this wanting to leave these other therapists and shit. But I do believe in therapy. So that's why I've tried it, and that's why I'm doing it again, because I do believe it helps to be able to talk to somebody who's unbiased and won't judge you. And then even still, it's kind of hard to share. But the reason why I need professional help is because the people in my life, you know, aren't therapists, and they're not there for me to unload my verbal diarrhea, I guess. So it's good to have somebody to be able to talk to and unload all that shit. And so, yeah, some of the things I think that I'm trying to work on, not that I think that I'm trying to work on, that I am trying to work on, and I think I'll be able to get to the root of with this new therapist more so than my past ones is, for one, my like inability to communicate effectively. And I think that comes with just having all these thoughts and emotions and shit. And when it's built up for so long and it finally releases itself, it fucking all comes out unmanaged, like no fucking sense about any of it. It just all comes out, and people aren't supposed to. I can't expect people to be able to understand and leave out what's not really meant to be said and all this kind of shit. So being able to think more clearly and then communicate that in more of a concise manner. And just all around life, my marriage, work, with my kids. Just becoming a better communicator. Another reason why I want to see a therapist is because, sorry, I'm laughing at myself just because, like, why am I mean, this is my podcast and I'm here to talk about the shit that I choose to talk about and choose to share, but I just giggle sometimes and think to myself, like, what am I talking about? But part of it is like this anger and temper that I'm developing. I don't know what it is. Being not listened to sets me off. That's kind of it for the most part. Feeling misunderstood a lot of times. Just being talked to like I'm a piece of shit really sets me off, because a lot of times I feel like a piece of shit. And that's another reason why I'm seeing a therapist, is because I have low self-esteem and this fucked up, skewed, negative image of myself, which, although I'm told is not based in reality, it's hard to not feel that way and see that when that's how you feel. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it. But that's why I'm going to therapy, is to try to figure out how to understand it and how to work with it and just be a better husband, father, friend, fucking employee. And I have no stigma surrounding therapy. Like, I am not one to shy away from seeking professional help when it's needed. And it just sucks that it takes kind of a, like, the catalyst to realize, like, get back into therapy, asshole, is not always like a good thing. And you know, it's weird, because like I schedule this appointment, I find this therapist and I schedule an appointment, and like it's like a week away, and it's weird because like in the week from when that happened or whatever happened and fucking made me realize like, hey, it's time to, for real, don't talk about it, like, just do it. By the time I actually got to talk to the therapist, like, those feelings weren't fresh, you know what I mean? And I even told her that it's, like, it's weird because I'm not, like, in that frame of mind where, like, I kind of am okay with what happened. And I think, not like rehashing it is going to be an issue or anything, but it's like, it's hard to come from that place of what made me mad again, because I can't really, like, I've come to terms with a lot of it in a weird way. But one thing I really liked about this new therapist is that she actually, before the session was over, helped me formulate a way to communicate effectively and like worked with me on my, you know, organizing my thoughts, putting it down on paper, which really fucking helped. And it was weird. It like helped before it even helped, if you know what I mean. And so, I mean, I think things are getting better. I'm still going to have to address this rage and temper of mine. But yeah, I think if anybody out there is in a similar position and is thinking about, you know, bettering themselves, and maybe you're not finding it through motivational posts on Instagram, and maybe, you know, some of the things you hear online are just a little too fucking intense for you to make that life switch, and you're just kind of feeling shitty. Fuck, seek professional help. I know there's a lot of like online help. BetterHelp.com is what I hear from a lot of these podcasts I listen to, but I'll tell you the truth. That shit, as cheap as they say it is, it's fucking not cheap. I know the services they provide are good as far as like being able to message and communicate with your therapist, but not everybody can afford that, and I'm one of those people. Luckily, I'm on my wife's health insurance, and insurance covers that kind of shit. So I'm just paying a reasonable copay for once a week sessions for now, until I feel like maybe I can dial back, or maybe I need more than one a week. I don't fucking know. We'll see. But part of all of this has led me to like, not feel motivated, and like just kind of feeling lackluster and not wanting to do shit. And it sucks, because I'm not trying to be Mr. Motivational over here, but when I scroll my motherfucking Instagram feed, all I'm seeing is inspirational quotes about, you know, hustling and striving and persevering and pushing through. And then I'm wondering, like, is my algorithm telling me something? Is it seeing my here, listening to me and listening to my conversations, or what? Or, and giving me the things I think it needs, because in reality, it's more irritating than anything. I don't get why everybody out there is trying to be a motivation for everybody else. And it's not like, it's not the David Goggins or the fucking Joe Rogans or the Cameron Haynes and like these kind of motivational guys. It's these random dudes who are just sitting in their car. I don't get it. Like, is everybody trying to be like an influencer and trying to come across as like insightful and deep in their 15-second quote clips? And it's weird. It's it oftentimes will be them talking in a microphone, but looking off camera as if they're talking to somebody else, and then look to the camera and then look back. And it's like, are you like, I'm not sure if these are cut from a podcast or an interview, or if these are set up to imitate and look like this way. But I did a post mocking it because I think it's fucking weird, more so that it's popping up in my feed frequently. But yeah, I'm not into all that motivational shit, as you probably know. What I really like were those demotivational posters. I don't know if you guys are around. I mean, it's kind of like memes before they were memes. But yeah, just sarcastic, snarky fucking like motivational posters, but demotivational posters. So yeah, I wonder if my lack of motivation is being picked up by the Meta company and being trying to be redirected maybe through my Instagram feed. So a part of this bettering myself is trying to come up with ways to be more financially stable and in the moment, you know, the ideal was to get a second job, a night job or something, you know, just part-time, something chill, not too crazy, that could just be some extra bucks, you know what I mean? Just to make us feel a little more comfortable. We live in Hawaii. The cost of living is high as fuck here. I personally don't make a ton of money at the job I do. Fortunately, my wife has an awesome fucking job. And I'm not the kind of guy where my ego is so big that I have to be the breadwinner. She allowed me to quit a job where I was getting paid way more to pursue this job, which was more aligned with my passion and like what I felt was my calling. However, you realize in life, any work experience, if you're working for the man or a man, or woman, it's kind of the same stress as any other place of employment. And sometimes I wonder if quitting this really good paying, not really stressful, it was a pretty fucking chill job, but it was just more the environment was irritating and fucking annoying and just not conducive to self-growth and all that shit. And at the time, that's what I was looking for, versus not getting paid a lot, but doing something your soul and your passion is more aligned with, but it also being entirely way more stressful and way more work. Like, this job, I got to cruise. This job, I bust my ass. And fuck. Sometimes I wonder, like, was it the right decision? I don't know. Because I wasn't, like, leaving a job to pursue my passion, which was my own passion. I pursued a job which was somebody else's passion, but it also aligned with mine. So I'm still working for somebody. It's not my own thing. I'm not some fucking entrepreneur who quit a corporate life to go fucking start his own thing. I just left one thing for another thing. But all in all, looking at it, I'm way more happy here. It's just now I got to work a little harder. So, you know, I went out and I won't say went out. I went online and submitted my resume to a few places, and not even like high up places, man. Like, the ones I did was like, I applied for like an assistant ghost tour guide. Some like voiceover work here in Honolulu. Another one was cleaning rental cars, which on paper might seem like a gigantic step back, but when I look at it, it's like, it's not high stress. All you gotta do is go and clean the car, do your thing. Nobody fucks with you. It's like, there is like an overnight shift, which would work with me as far as like not interfering with my day job. And like, the pay is not bad. I mean, it's not great. It's not minimum wage. That's good. But it ain't what I'm making at my other job. But it's just extra money. And I feel like I could just go in there for a few hours, you know, put my earbuds in, listen to a podcast or music, and just kind of do my own thing and clean the cars. And nobody really fucks with anybody. So I actually got that job like a couple weeks ago. I fucking went there and met with homeboy, and he showed me around as if I was starting that day, like walking me through what they do. But then, you know, did the background check, got all that shit, blah, 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 and then never heard anything. So I don't fucking know what's going on. And like with trying to talk to a therapist about how you feel after the fact, like, it's been a few weeks and now I feel like, what the fuck? Do I even still want to do this shit? But the goal is to be able to get that extra money. So, yeah, I'm still going to do this shit. Yeah, so that's going to be me hustling. And I figured night would be better, so my kids are asleep. They won't miss time with dad. I'm not going to make my wife get another job. For one, she's pregnant. Two, she fucking works like crazy at her current job. She goes to online school and has a ton of homework. So it's like, I she's not the one to take on more responsibility. It should be me. I mean, she's the one who allowed me to do this. And I mean, in a way, like, I feel like I should step up and fill in the gap, I guess. So this past fucking week, my little baby has been sick at home, missing school, which sucks. It's Thursday. He's been out since Monday. Tomorrow's a holiday for them. So he basically missed an entire week of school, which in kindergarten can be a lot. He's got this weird cough that just won't go away. And it's not corona. I had to give him a test just to make sure, which sucks. I'm fucking over this corona bullshit already. But I'm sure you'll see a tag on this episode just because of that. So we have him on the nebulizer. We have him fucking staying home, resting, still doing homework at home, but like missing all the classwork that he's going to have to make up. I'm not looking forward to him having to do that shit. That's not going to be fun. Which really sucks. And I was trying to think, like, when I was a kid, I didn't miss this much school being sick. And I think it's mostly because my parents didn't have an option to stay home when I was sick. I mean, in this day and age, post-pandemic, I mean, everybody can work remote. So, like, we can do that. We can stay home with a sick kid. The only problem for me, and I probably have talked about this before, is when I'm at home, I don't feel like working because that's my house and I like to keep work and home separated. One of the main reasons is just because stress from work, I don't want it bleeding into my house, especially when I'm supposed to be taking care of a sick kid. I can't be stressing out because of work shit and then it rolling. And you might say, well, control that shit. And it's like, I fucking know that's what I'm trying to do. But right now I'm not in control of that shit and I need to be. You're right. Fortunately, I'm not, so that's what I'm working on. But yeah, I don't want that. I don't like that stress and that vibe in my home. So I'd much rather work from the office with people. So it's hard for me to be motivated to do work shit while I'm at home. I'd rather like clean the house or fucking do the laundry or do something productive for my living environment while I'm in my living environment, if that makes sense. I don't know. My wife, on the other hand, is super productive at work from home and then also does home shit too, like the laundry and the dishes and then her homework. I don't know how the fuck she does it. Definitely not like that. I never was a good, like, homework doer or do things at home. At home, I just want to be at home, man. But so that sucks. He's feeling a lot better today. I'm going to keep this one, try to keep it relatively short. I've been going for about 25 minutes so far. But, fucking get home to my sick kid. Get home to my wife and my other awesome child, my pregnant wife, baby number 3 on the way in January, which is going to be pretty nuts. You're never really ready for these kids when they come, but you're ready, if that makes any sense either. So also, like, if you live in Hawaii and if you need, like, help doing shit, I'm available. Like, Kalei needed help over here cleaning up some dumps and like some trash piles and shit. So I helped him do dump runs to the Waipahu and the Eva Beach dump centers. Like, I can do that. I have a truck. If you want to get rid of a couch or something, I can grab it from you and dump it. Like, my services are available. And through that, all this thinking of other jobs and other ways to make income, like, I thought about it, and it's definitely inspired by the Grow Guru because he has his consulting business. And I was thinking I could do podcast consulting, which isn't an original idea. But I don't think there's anybody in Hawaii doing it. And so I just put out like an Instagram post about, you know, if anybody has anything they want me to do. I'm not highly skilled at a lot of shit, but I'm fun to be around sometimes. So I can help. I just need direction and instruction. But through that, one of the homies from high school reached out and was interested in starting his own podcast. And that's kind of where the idea came from. Like, if I can help homie out and it's like works, I could help other people out and maybe charge them. And then from that spawned the idea of creating, which also, again, is not an original idea, but it's just more in the vision of being, making it successful, is having like a podcast studio where people can come and record their shit. I know it's been done here in Hawaii. It was like Aloha Pods or Hawaii Pods. But when I searched them up on Google, I didn't find them anywhere. So I'm thinking they fucking closed or I don't know what happened. But from what I know about them, it was very clinical and sanitary and shit. And like, they probably didn't let you come there and fuck around. And my vision would more be like a rehearsal studio. Where you can come, bring your beers, do whatever. Just don't break our shit and clean up after yourself. And we could provide the service of recording and giving you your files or even editing them if that's what you want. And we don't want anything. Just you pay us for the studio time. We're not trying to be involved in your fucking podcast or tell you what to do or how to do it. You guys do whatever the fuck you want. And we'll just record it and give it to you. And I feel like that's how podcasting should be. I'm not trying to run these podcasts. I don't want to be a fucking Aloha Pods or anything. I just want to fucking find a way to give representation. I know there's a lot of Hawaii podcasts. I've been looking into it. There's a lot more than I thought there were. However, a lot of them don't do consistent episodes. I found a website and it was like the top, I don't know, however many podcasts of 2022 in Hawaii. And a bunch of these things didn't even have episodes for like years. So say, like, how can you even be a top podcast in 2022 and you haven't even put out a fucking episode in 7 years? And then Voices from the Planet and Everyone Knows Your High is not on this list. Like, get the fuck out of here with that shit. Like, update your stats. And I feel like a lot of these are just travel. People want to start podcasts. People started podcasts during the pandemic, and a lot of them stopped during the pandemic. But I think a lot of it is just the amount of work that goes into them that people don't really realize when they start it. And if we could help people with that side of it, then I think more people could do it. And then Hawaii would be better represented as far as just like the people, like a Voices from the Planet or like an Everyone Knows Your High. Where it's just raw conversations, raw thoughts. I don't really like the word raw now that I'm saying it, but you know what I mean. Just kind of like fucking genuine, being authentic, saying how you feel, and talking with people. That's my idea of a podcast. And that's what this is. And fucking maybe you too can start one too. So if you're interested, hit me up and we can talk and figure out something. I haven't really come up with a foolproof business plan yet, but let's just talk it out. I already did one with my homie and I feel like it went pretty well. But yeah, just hit me up. You can't tell in here. And if you wanted to, I could help you guys set up your own home studio and you wouldn't have to worry about shit like floods, because we recently had a flood here in this studio. And, like, luckily I came in. That was the day I skipped the podcast. But I came in here the next day to help Kalei and fucking mid-flood. So good thing I actually was here. But you won't have to worry about that kind of shit. Unless, like, your upstairs bathroom floods, then that's your own fault. But we managed to salvage. Nothing was damaged. You know what I mean? Just the carpets were a little wet. The table got wet. Some weed that was left out here got a little fucking waterlogged, but hey, all good, right? In world news, because I know you come to Voices from the Planet for the hard-hitting hot takes on current affairs regarding global elite families. The Queen of England passed away, finally. Nah, I'm not going to disparage the dead. However, I'm sure you all are well aware of the conspiracy theories that surrounded the British royal family and members of the British royal family and what they're into and what they're up to. So I know there are a lot of people out there who are saddened and hurt by the recent passing of the Queen. And there are a lot of people who are on the other side of the coin and are glad the reptilian shape-shifting queen is dead. But I wonder now if Prince Andrew gets let back in, because now the queen's dead. Maybe he can come back into the family after being kicked out for fucking around on Epstein's Island. And like, what else? Harry and Meghan, are they going to, like, is the family going to get back together now that the matriarch is gone? Like, what does Charles do? I don't even know, like, what the fuck the point. I mean, aren't they just, like, figureheads and don't really have much, like, power as far as, like, government goes in England? But I know in, like, on the world stage, the British royal family definitely has some power. But rest in peace to the Queen. It should be fun interacting with Diana when you get there. Another thing that's been popping up, speaking of having a pregnant wife, another thing that's been popping up on my Instagram feeds are these quotes about daughters, which is interesting. Because I know I do talk about it, like, people have come up to me and say, you're having a daughter, bro. But people also say, like, it's going to be a boy. So the conversation that Meta's listening to, I think, is well balanced about, is it going to be a boy? Is it going to be a girl? And we don't know. But it's interesting that a lot of these things popping up are about your daughter and shit. And honestly, I don't care whether it is a boy or a girl. It's cliche, I know, but ultimately I do just want a healthy baby. A girl would be cool though. I have two boys already, so that would be a change of pace in our house. Cheers. But yeah, the last episode I did, fuck, that was a while ago. So my wife is way more pregnant now. I had a sister growing up. I don't remember when she was a child what that was like. But she was pretty non-stress inducing for my parents. She was actually the good one. I don't know what else to fucking talk about. I feel like I just lit this joint and be ashamed to end this episode now. So I've been posting reels. One of my reels got like 4,000 views, which is kind of crazy. That's like the most I think anybody has ever seen any of my shit. So that's a thing, right? Is like trending reels to get exposure. Because ultimately, I would like to grow this podcast because it would lend credibility when I decide to, you know, actually start consulting or start a podcast studio. And then also to be able to monetize these YouTube channels. So not only Voices from the Planet, but everyone knows you're high. If you're a subscriber of this podcast, you should automatically go subscribe to Everyone Knows You're High. I don't see why you wouldn't. So if you could do that, that'd be great. Let's grow this shit. Let's make Voices from the Planet. Let's throw away the moniker of the slowest rising podcast in Hawaii. And let's fucking elevate this bitch. And then we can elevate Everyone Knows You're High. I mean, it already is the number one cannabis podcast in Hawaii for sure. Because I don't see a lot of people putting themselves out there like that, like we do. And, you know, for the people, man. But, yeah. That's pretty much all the things I took notes on that I wanted to talk about. And I did say I wanted to keep this short and sweet. We'll talk about this real quick. So we recently, well, not we, Oahu Garden Supply, one of the sponsors of the podcast, recently held the first annual Oahu Garden Sesh, which was essentially a customer appreciation event held at the store. You know, we had vendors, food vendors, clothing vendors, friends and family, Chef Topher, the Hawaiian alchemist, cooking up food for everybody. It's fucking a great day with good people, good music, fucking good smoke, a lot of good smoke. And I think they're going to be a thing, man. So that was real fun. We had the hydroponic chef as like the host of it, all the way from California. Go check out the recent episode of Everyone Knows You're High. He was on there with Bean Cup, an MC from California. And we did this thing where we, you know, I and Mike interviewed people who were there. And it was strange because that's not something I ever thought this could lead to, as being like the man on the street with the fucking mic to people and asking them questions. And they weren't hard questions, but that one felt weird because I'm like asking them and going back and forth. Like with podcasts, everybody just got their mic. It's like you're talking, right? Your hands are free. It's cool. But big up to fucking all the journalists and shit who are out there doing that kind of shit, because to be able to just stand there and hold the mic and listen and look at this person is a skill. I have a hard time paying attention. It could be my ADHD, my undiagnosed ADHD, but I got to learn to listen and actively listen and pay attention when I'm doing that kind of shit. Because, I mean, they're saying funny shit and I'm laughing, but it's like, I don't know. The nerves maybe too is like being nervous in front of the camera, which is weird because it's, I mean, I'm on camera now, but it's different. It's a whole different thing when you're on the spot with somebody. And luckily we had friends that were there that were willing to do it and able to get some of that. So I'm sure there'll be an edit of that by the magnificent Bud Naked, who's fucking amazing, I gotta say. He puts together these reels. You can go look on our Everyone Knows Your High channel, but I don't know, he does these edits and they're fucking sick. So if you're also not following Bud Naked, Bud underscore Naked, there's a Y in there in the Naked. He's a photographer, videographer extraordinaire, and part of the production crew of Everyone Knows You're High. So go support. And if you need pictures and that kind of shit, hit him up too. All right. I think I'll end it with that because it's almost 40 minutes now and I don't want this to be too long with ads and songs and all that shit. So I will remind you guys again to please check out the sponsors of the podcast, Oahu Garden Supply, located in beautiful Waipahu. The Grow Guru, who runs Oahu Garden Supply, so can get your knowledge and your supplies all in one place from the guru. We also got Pakalolo Seed Molokai. My boy Bong of Pakalolo Seed on Instagram. Go check them out. Follow them. You can find their genetics available on puresativa.com and the attitudeseedbank.com. And last but not least, we got Retro Hawaii, my boy Jerry, aka Miko Ferrari, with all your throwback threads. So go check him out on Instagram. And be sure to subscribe on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, videos, and shit. Let's grow this motherfucker, man. I know I joke and say about the slowest rising podcast and all this shit, but like, that's got to end sometime, right? It can't be this low on the totem pole forever. So, with that being said, I bid you all adieu. I thank you for listening to this episode. And yeah, I'll check you guys out next time. Anything else? That's it. Yep. Love you guys.
Peace. This is true.